Radio Way.
My name's Anita Raynell, and recently I had the pleasure of chatting with Keith Millard from one of the Woking Rotary Clubs, and he was present at the opening of the first phase of the Diagnostic Centre at Woking Community Hospital, specifically the cardiac unit, and so I asked him to tell me all about it.
Thank you, Anita. It's a pleasure, yes, to tell you about the developments at the Woking Community Hospital. You will have seen a lot of discussion in the newspaper, etc., about the new diagnostic centre. The great thing is that the first phase of that was opened yesterday. It was funded by a donation from the Rotary Clubs in Woking. Some £32,000 was given to the NHS. Wow. To equip this new unit, which meant they could bring it online more quickly.
That's fantastic.
And the demand is such that they actually had patients in there earlier this week, 2 days before it opened.
That's amazing.
And it's got a full set of diagnostic suites to cover both cardiac diagnostics and respiratory diagnostics. Any patient going there, I think, will be very impressed by the bright colours of the reception chairs, which were all a part of the equipping of this new centre. And tells us all in Woking that the diagnostic centre as a whole is making real progress.
That's brilliant to hear. And I believe you also funded the bone density unit, did you not?
I'm sorry to tell you that we didn't do that, Anita. but I understand that the bone density unit, I'm not a part of the NHS, but from something that was said this morning, I understand that the bone density unit will be a part of the diagnostic facilities available in Woking.
Uh-huh.
One figure that I particularly noted was they expect to get 30,000 diagnostics through there within a year.
Wow.
Which will make a huge difference to us all as residents of Woking, and on many occasions avoid the trip to either St Peter's or the more distant Ashford, which I know there are a lot of people in Woking find that very difficult. Yeah. Particularly if they don't have their own transport.
Absolutely, yes, and helping a local service that provides lifts for people who have to get to those places, it makes a huge difference, and it will make a huge difference to just go locally, so absolutely. And it will benefit Woking, it will benefit the St Peter's Hospital as well as Ashford Hospital, of course, because they won't have as many patients to see there, so hopefully that will relieve their burden as well. So that's brilliant. Thank you so much for telling us
about
it. Well,
we're very pleased to do it, because we always very much appreciate all the support in the Woking community. You support our events tremendously, and it is on the back of these that we can make donations like that.
Mm.
So when you come to our swimathon or our fireworks, or you make donations during our Christmas collections, these are the sort of things that you're contributing to.
Brilliant. And we will continue to do so. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Keith.
Caring for you. Radio Wave.